Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Right now, I am pleased to be joined by State Senator Andy Menar. Andy, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And we're going to be talking primarily about the teacher shortage and the remedies that are being taken to address the shortage throughout the state of Illinois. I believe it's a national issue, but obviously we can only control what's going on in this state. So before we get into the legislation and the remedies that are being taken, can you take me through the shortage and what kind of crisis are we looking at right now?
Sure. We've been faced with this for several years. I would say that if you looked at data, it would clearly show that, number one, it's more of a challenge in some parts of the state than others. For example, you go to the suburbs of Chicago, and most superintendents would tell you there's not much of a challenge there. Maybe in some specialized areas, but nothing like what we're facing. And number two, I don't think there's a quick fix for this. And, you know, we're 3 years into passing legislation to try to address the situation. And each year, the things that we're debating get a little meatier and get a little more in depth. And that's as a result of compromise and, you know, trying to educate folks in Springfield on the issue and to put good policy in place in terms of legislation. So there's any number of bills pending today, and I'm hopeful that we'll get some of those passed in a bipartisan way. But I mean, you could ask any superintendent around here, David, and they would tell you that there's, you know, they have a shortage of applicants, or they have just a straight up vacancy. And that didn't exist 10 years ago. And it exists in many, many parts of the state today, especially in central and southern Illinois.
Why do you think that is? That maybe it didn't exist 10 years ago, and now it's a problem?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. Number one, I think we overtest teachers or student teachers. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredibly expensive. I've heard this from any number of constituents from the 48th District. I also don't think that the pay is in line with private sector job classifications of equal licensure. So I think those are big issues. But then I think generally there's a national trend to blame every challenge that we face in public education on teachers, you know, when in reality most of the challenges that we face are rooted in inequity mm-hmm. in terms of funding schools. But I think when you put all of those things together, you get a nasty mix. And, you know, if you're a college student and you're thinking, okay, I'm gonna go be a professional, and you look at what teachers are faced with today, most are saying, you know what, it's not worth the pay.
Right.
And that's unfortunate because, you know, some of the most profound people in my life were my teachers in Bunker Hill, and they're just special people. And so we have to tackle this problem, and I'm hopeful that this year we're gonna solve some of these pieces that we've been faced with for a while.
Yeah, probably the least appreciated people in the general workforce. See, I'm not a good spokesperson for this, but I was an elementary education major my freshman year. I found out rather quickly it's something I didn't want to do, unrelated to anything that legislation can fix or anything. But I know that at the time, I think there were three tests you had to take to become a teacher. And that was a little intimidating.
Yeah.
So
you have to, you know, today you have to take an SAT or an ACT to get into college in the first place. And then
right.
the state requires you to take a basic skills test on top of the ACT.
Yeah.
Then you have to take a content area test, which I think is valid. You know, if you're going to be a history teacher, you should be able to prove that you're proficient in history. But then you have to do this other thing called the EDTPA. And it's complicated, it's expensive, it's graded by people that aren't even in Illinois, and all of those things cost money, and student teachers rack up thousands of dollars worth of costs just to be a teacher. And on top of student loan debt, on top of the fact that you can't be paid when you're student teaching, which means you have to, and in many programs, you can't be employed while you're student teaching. So you have to just be, you know, you have to be penniless for a semester and a half, or maybe two semesters. And all of those things put together, it's no wonder why we just have a shortage of students that are enrolling in colleges of education across the state to be teachers.
Now, we're talking with State Senator Andy Menar here, focusing on the teacher shortage and the crisis that has been presented. Like you said, this isn't one quick fix or one bill that will fix everything. There has been legislation that has passed to address this. I think last year, what a piece of legislation last year cut some of the red tape that, that passed in the state.
Yeah, so I liken this to that bill last year. We couldn't get it passed the year before, but we worked on it, and it's tedious work. I'll give you one example. There was Decatur Public Schools on the opposite, you know, the opposite end of the 48th district that I represent. There was a teacher that came from Iowa that had taught, I think, a couple decades in Iowa. And because she couldn't produce a course description for a course she had in college 20 some years ago, she was denied a license by the state of Illinois. So the original bill would have given complete reciprocity to other states. I filed that bill. Folks came forward and said, you know what, maybe we don't want to go that far, but yeah, Menar, you're right. We got to cut some of this out. So we got that passed as well. There were some other provisions in there, and that was a good piece of legislation, and it's producing dividends, especially for downstate schools. The ones pending this year are in the same position this year as that one was last year, but we're going to continue to work. You know, guaranteeing a base wage for teachers across the state, I think, is a big step in the right direction, starting off at $32,000. If we can't tell a college student you're going to make $32,000 when you graduate, they're not going to be a teacher. Because if someone can get a bachelor's degree in education and license to teach, they could go get a bachelor's degree in anything. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you they're going to get paid more than $32,000.
And that's one of the pieces I wanted to bring up. I believe, you could correct me if I'm wrong, this legislation that would address the pay, it passed in both the House and Senate last year, or whenever it was, and then was vetoed by Governor Rauner. It's being addressed this year, or this time around.
Yeah, and it was a bipartisan vote. And this year, again, in committee, when I presented the bill, it was even a larger bipartisan vote. Mm-hmm. We're trying to take feedback from superintendents and school boards across the state, because obviously there's cost concerns to this. But I would tell you, some of the most underfunded schools in Illinois already pay their teachers $40,000 starting, and some of the better funded schools in Illinois don't. So there's not much of a correlation between how inequity in Illinois, which we know is terrible, but we're getting better, impacts teacher pay. So what we're going to amend the bill to say is that the new funding formula needs to account for school districts' need to raise base pay. So I'm hoping that will calm some of the concerns coming from school districts, especially downstate districts, about the bill.
Sure. Has the bill already passed in either of the houses yet? Or?
No, it's pending in the Senate. Okay. So I've been working on this amendment. And again, this is part of the tedious work, because I would like this to be a big bipartisan vote, because Democrats and Republicans both represent underfunded school districts that are having a teacher shortage crisis.
Right.
So I'm trying to pull people together to say, let's not do politics with this. Let's figure out how we actually put something together that everybody can support.
Well, and really, education is an issue where there are, it would seem there are few, if any, political struggles.
Yeah, it's
disagreements here and there.
There's disagreements, and we got mired down in, not we, I would say a few folks got mired down in that with school funding reform, but that became about campaigns, not about kids, and that's the worst thing in the world in my book.
We've talked about some of the legislation that passed last year, some that didn't pass but is now being reissued here now to address the teacher shortage in the state of Illinois. I'm joined by State Senator Annie Menar here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. What are some other things that maybe are not in, I guess, present bills or pending bills that could still go to address the, you believe, could address the teacher shortage?
Yeah, number one, we have there's a bill pending that I'm sponsoring in addition to the minimum salary bill that would do two things. It would eliminate the basic skills test for teachers. Okay. And so, by the way, that doesn't mean that teachers don't have to show they can do math, right?
Right.
But if you have an ACT test, that should be used as the basis of a basic skills test.
You've made it to college, surely. You've got those basic skills.
You don't have
to
go take a test that we, frankly, pay a private company. Taxpayers pay a private company to administer.
Yeah.
And then teachers have to start opening up their checkbook to take tests and licensure. Number two, we have to remove the prohibition for student teachers to be paid while they're student teaching. So this doesn't require it. But for example, in Decatur, there are ways that the school district wants to move forward to be able to allow student teachers, maybe while they're a teacher's aide, to be paid so they don't have to, you know, not have employment while they're doing that one or sometimes two semesters of student teaching. So we have a prohibition in the law today. So we should remove that prohibition. We should leave it up to the school districts to figure out. Number three, we have to remove, this one's way down in the weeds, but it's important. There's a pension cap that punishes school districts that want to move teachers up the salary schedule, especially at the lower end. So for example, if the Bunker Hill School District wants to raise the salaries of teachers on the front end more than 6% a year, then they get punished by the state. So we want them, 3% a year, more than 3% a year. The state teachers' retirement system punishes them and sends them a bill for that cost. Hmm. So that's counterproductive for getting younger teachers into a higher salary scale to keep them younger, successful teachers in the classroom. So we want to undo that. So those three things are pending. The other thing is I would like to remove all fees that the state charges for student teachers that actually end up in a classroom in a tier one school district, which means those are those that are the most underfunded in the state. So if a student teacher successfully graduates from SIU Edwardsville and goes to teach in Hillsborough, the state should reimburse that teacher for all of the costs associated with licensure. Right. So we're working on that to amend that into the bill as well.
We talked about how it's really a national issue, but we can only control what's going on in the state of Illinois. How would you, have you been able to see how the crisis is in other states compared to where it is in Illinois?
So I would say there's not much of a difference, but I would say what the difference is other states are doing things that I just don't support. For example, in Texas, if you have a bachelor's degree, you literally can walk into a bachelor's degree in anything. You could walk in the classroom and just be a teacher.
Full-time staff.
Yeah,
teacher.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't have to have any background in education or child development or...
Well, because I knew that was one of the things with being a substitute teacher. Yeah. In the past, you had to have a bachelor's degree here in Illinois. I thought that was another thing that got addressed as well.
Yeah, yeah. And shortage in substitutes is a whole different ball of wax. Right. But I think other states are going too far. I mean, we have to require high standards for the individuals who show up every day and do good work to educate children. I want my kids' teachers to be well-trained and well-paid.
Right.
That's what I'm after. I'm not after what other states are doing to say that, okay, well, we have a teacher shortage crisis, so, okay.
Let's make it easier.
Anybody can walk in the door and be a teacher mm-hmm. without a single hour of training on child development, best practices, content area, what drives achievement. Those are hallmarks of our program in Illinois. I think what we've gotten away from, though, is we've nickel and dimed teachers to death. And, we had a governor, frankly, for 4 years that just ran around the state and demagogued public education and, actually said at one point in time that teachers are lazy. Well, teachers aren't lazy. I mean, teachers are not lazy. Yeah. I've never had a lazy teacher, and I don't know of a single one in my kids' school today. I know they work hard, and I know they do the best they can, and they're thrown all kinds of things every day. They're expected to solve the world's problems in a classroom, but we don't pay them to do that. So I don't want to do like what Texas is doing and what other states are doing. What I want to do here in Illinois is get the bureaucracy out of the way, have high standards for licensure, and then make sure that every teacher that graduates from college has a base rate of pay. I think that would go a long way for us to solve the crisis.
Absolutely. State Senator Annie Menard joining us here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Was there anything else you wanted to mention on the teacher
crisis? No, I think we've covered it.
Yeah. Good conversation. Thanks again for coming in.
You bet. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this edition of The Forum. Be sure to tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.